Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayashir, number 601. And we're going to continue in Rabbinian Abayas. Yes, a couple of deeper looks into things. And we're going to continue to talk about Shalom. And then we're going to go into the next deeper look. So the stipler, we just said in the end of last year, that when you lack simcha, a man with a wife lacks simcha or lacks shleimus, it's not just an unmarried person. It's not just a man without a wife. A man that is married but does not have shalom bayis, same idea. They do not have that simcha because it's broken now. And they lack completion. The Maral says, b'loy simcha. Why? Because kol simcha b'nei ha-shleimus. All simcha is because of completion. And a person is not b'shleimus, kasha ein lo isha. And machlekes, b'loy toiv, it's not good, because machlekes is doesn't say ki toiv by machlekes. That's why it doesn't say ki toiv on Monday, because Gehenna was created Monday, the division of the Shemayim was created Monday, the machlekes was created Monday. So there's no toiv when there's machlekes. But achdos is good. So zachar nekeva basar echad is toiv. And it's mashlam a person. It makes a person whole. It makes his Torah whole, which is a fascinating concept. Because the Torah, for it to be complete, there has to be a revelation of the entire creation in both female and male expressions, both. Even a Talmud Chacham, who's very knowledgeable in understanding people and learning Torah and so on and so forth, when one is married, their Chedushei Torah is beyond. It goes to a different level altogether if they have shalom. Not only married, but if they have shalom. What's interesting also, as far as the intimacy aspects of it, there's a direct association between shalom bayis and intimacy. It says Rav Shimon Chaflafta, he was older and he wasn't able to be intimate with his wife for whatever reasons, health reasons he had. Again, this is an encouragement that one needs to be intimate even in an older age. But he asks, Rebbe asks Rav Shimon Chaflafta, why didn't you come to greet me in the Yontif like your father, my father greeted your fathers? This is Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amid Aleph. And he responded, Slom Nasa Gavayim, the rocks became mountains. Krayv Nasa Rechaikim, things that were close became far. And then he says, Shtayim nasa shalish, two became three, which means now he walks with a cane. And mesim shalom babayis butterhu. The facilitator of shalom bayis is nullified by me. And Rabbeinu Nissen, the Ran, says that's the desire, the taiva that awakens shalom bayis between husband and wife. And that is a powerful statement, a shocking statement, that a couple's intimate union is the foundation of the shalom bayis. Now, why did he say this to Rebbe? He already gave two reasons why he wasn't able to go to Rebbe on Yontif. Why do you have to say this too? And the answer is what we talked about in Shalom. The whole creation is created on unity, and a couple is expected to achieve Shalom at every level of their relationship, and their intimate union is the most direct expression of their oneness, because at that point Hashem unifies them in all levels, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The mitzvah's oina not only touches the inner pnimius of unification, it awakens the power of unity even in this world and strengthens the shalom bayis. So why didn't he just say, I can't go up and arrive to you on Yontif because I'm old? Why do you have to say, meisim shalom bayis bottle? Why do you have to say that the facilitator shalom bayis is nullified? And the answer is that when you go up to the idea of visiting your Rebbe on Yontif is like a aliyah l'regel, going to the base of Migdash on Yontif. The Zayir and Vayikra, Daf Hei Amid Beis, says that the process of aliyah l'regel is our unity to Hashem, the intimate relationship with Hashem. The Sfarim compare the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, going up on Yontif, to Oina. It's the Oina between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. You have Oina between a husband and a wife. When you go up Yontif, Aliyah L'Regel, it's an oina between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. It's Merumis on the Kruvim. They were revealed. Hashem, they opened up the Parechas and they showed every Yontif how the Kruvim were embracing, showing the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards the Jewish people. And visiting your Rebbe is a symbolism, on Yontif is a symbolism of Alila Regal, the Shechina. So the Regal itself is connected to Aina. And he, because of his inability, due to his very old age, to do the mitzvah at home, so he was hinting, he was potter from this mitzvah too, because he's lacking that concept of regal. So you see from here the importance of physical intimacy. That's the deeper look of Shalim that he talks about. Then he goes into a deeper look at having children. And we learned that the mitzvah of Aina is primarily related to the couples unifying with one another. And one of the most common misunderstandings regarding marital intimacy is that it is primarily a means to have children in the world. That's what people believe. This mistake, when taken to the extreme, you would believe that the couple is simply providing a proper environment for their children, and that's the tachlis. So the whole purpose of the sexual physical relationship is just to have children, and to have and the whole purpose of the marriage is to have a safe environment for the children, and the connection of the husband and wife themselves, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, is a side factor to the tachlis, which is the children and raising them. And Rav Moshe Feinstein told Rav Moshe Shacharowitz, it's impossible to say this. It's impossible to consider any mitzvah as a means to achieve another mitzvah. In other words, every limb of the body is an entire world in of itself, as well as how it relates to the other body. So the same thing, every mitzvah has its own essence and connects with other mitzvahs in different ways. So the source of the mistake of believing that the whole purpose of marital intimacy is just pruvu, to have children and nothing else, is because of this primarily. Because a person identifies intimacy with the topic of arayis, of immorality, they connect the two in their brain. This becomes more of a permitted thing, but it is physical act of sexuality, husband and wife, or male and female. People connect it in their minds. This is the topic of arayis. And they believe it's animalistic, because it is physical, there's no question about it. And this seemingly physical animalistic activity is there, and you have to be involved in order to provide children. So that's why the Torah says you have kedushin, to do it in a permissible way. And from this confused perspective, the mitzvah of Aina is in people's minds, permitted immorality. It's arayis that's permitted for the sake of having children. And we mentioned this in the last year that we gave the lessons on, but here he says it. So I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it in Rav Moshe Shacharowitz's words. He said, I once was approached by a learned elderly man who was having problems with his Shalom Bayis. When I asked him how his mitzvah of Aina was doing, he told me that he had already finished to have children, and he and his wife had stopped any involvement with physical intimacy. They felt they had gone beneath the need of this low activity. It's a low activity, what do we need it for? They didn't have a libido, so forget about it. He opened the Gemara, showed him the words of Shimon ben Chalafta that we talked about just now, that the intimate union is the facilitator of Shalom Bayis. He gave him a crash course on the essence of intimacy. Being quite learned, he quickly understood his mistake. I sent him on his way, and after a short time, he reported back that their Shalom Bayis was back where it needed to be. So associating Aina with Arayis is very confusing. You're confusing a topic of Tumah with Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what you're doing when you connect the two. And anyone who makes that association in their mind has to completely erase it from their hearts. They have to erase it from their hearts. Arayis and having Shmiras Einayim and watching the streets and Kedusha in that end is one aspect. The connectivity, even the physical base, sexual connectivity, husband to wife, wife to husband, has zero to do with arayis. Aina and Pruvu are separate mitzvahs. You say oina of a Talmud Chacham, whatever that is, from Shabbos. We don't paskin like that, but it includes whether the wife is able to have children or whether she's expecting. It's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, Reish Mem. Look it over there. Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. That even when the Pruvu is not there, the mitzvahs oina stand strong. The Chiyuv and mitzvahs oina stand strong. The Maral in Ber Agoyla, Ber Bey, says that a man and woman are, their unification has two aspects to it. One of them is the Chibur Lepiri of Arivia, just like any other animal that the Chibur is Piri of Arivia. And of course, that's a normal Chibur in a normal way. And then there is the concept of the unification Alts Aina, Ish being the tzura of the and her being the chaymer, which we talked about, that there's a unique connection there, and adam meaning man and woman together is the shlemus of the bria. They need to be whole. The ain bria sa adam shlema ki maidei or isha. There's no bria. You don't have a full bria. You're not whole unless you're with a wife. Chiburim yachad wa shlema sa adam. Their unity makes them whole. So every time you perform mitzvahs aina the right way, you become whole. Both husband and wife become whole. Now, Rabbi Yashiv said that although it's not dependent on having children, but the Aina and having children are connected to each other. And he goes through halachically what that means. And the proper way to have children is at the designated time of Aina. And the Rambam brings down, if he looks, he counts these mitzvahs. To marry, he says, to marry a woman with a ksuv and kedushin, not to live with a woman without a ksuv and kedushin. And then he says gimel. The third thing in Hilchas Ishus is shalay nimna sher ksus va'ayna, not to withhold her mezainis, her ksus and ayna, not to withhold ayna is a mitzvah, one mitzvah, lifreis v'lerbeis mimenu, separate mitzvah. So the Rambam lists them as two separate mitzvahs, but to have children, particularly with one's wife, so it has to be through a proper marriage. So that is the idea. So as long as a man did not fulfill his obligation to have children yet, he's mechuyev to have relations in every ayna. But nevertheless, that's a surprising thing because it's in certain times of the month, even in the Torah period, it's more you right to have children and some less. And in some aynas, it falls out where it's less likely or not likely to produce children. But nevertheless, the Rabbi Yashiv explains that having children is properly expressed when a couple lives normally according to the woman's normal natural ayna. What he's saying, an unbelievable thing. What he's saying here is that the concept of ayna is connected by a lot, because children is not just biological. It's not just biological. It's a nes min hashamayim, and it's connected to the ayna. It's connected to the ayna. We'll talk about it more be'ezes Hashem in the upcoming shir. But the unification of an ayna is a big skula to have children for people who don't have children yet, as we will talk about Be'ezer Hashem in the upcoming shir. Bracha v'atzlacha.